Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:29, up 6 3/4 on the open. March, 5:48, up 6 1/2. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4:94, up 3 1/2 on the open. March, 5:15, up 3 1/2. May, 5:20 1/2, up 4 1/2. July, 4:94, unchanged. September, $5, up 5 on the open. December corn opened at 3.75 1/2, up 5 1/4 on the open. March, 3.91, up 5 3/4. May, 3.96 1/2, up 6 1/2. July, 3.98, up 4 3/4. September, 3.75, up 3. Red line December, 3.64, up 3 on the open. December oats opened at 2.50 1/4, up 1/4 on the open. March, 2.63, down 1. January soybeans open at 6.89, up 6 3/4 on the open. March, 7.01 1/2, up 5 1/2. May, 7.09, up 7 1/2, make it 5 1/2. July, 7.19 1/2, up 6 1/2. Novies, 7.32, up 4 1/2 on the open. December soybean meal open at 193.80, up 20 on the open. January, 196.80, up 70. December soybean oil opened at 29.18, up 20 on the open. January, 29.60, up 20. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 97.05, down 90 on the open. March, 96.20, down 80. April, 96.90, down 50 on the open. December live cattle opened at 85.50, up 30 on the open. February, 88.75, up 35. April, 89.62 1/2, unchanged. June, 87.20, up 5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 61.50, up 25 on the open. February, 64.75, down 5. April, 67.60, up 2 1/2. May, 72.60, up 7 1/2 on the open. February pork bellies open at 90.95, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the action on the market this morning in the green held up pretty good, technically speaking, this week. Are you still of a mindset that December might be a month of setbacks and consolidations in this marketplace?
Well, I think so. I mean, my work didn't really suggest that until toward more of the end of the month. So I still, based upon my cyclical work, I think this is a pivotal week here. This is the fifth week up out of the late October low. Now the corn market, I mean, in a real bullish situation, we can go 6 7 weeks, so there might be another week or two. But the end of the 10-week cycle phase kind of comes in here the last week of December or the first week of January. So I think there, is still the market is somewhat vulnerable. But, I mean, vulnerable is one thing, and, a major decline is another thing. I mean, it's going to be hard to, put the corn market down for the count until the January crop report, because just about everybody's got their mindset that the January report is going to show a little smaller number, a little tighter supply and demand balance, and there's always rooms for surprises in the January report, and that's still you know, 6 weeks away yet. So, but I do think, you know, there is some downside vulnerability. That's all I'm really suggesting is that the market is a little vulnerable toward the last half of December or the last 3 weeks of December, more so than any other time. So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking at.
With December now no longer the lead month, March taking over that today, with December going into delivery, does that change the mix on the technicals? Because you were looking at December trying to get over 85, 86, and the March is already over that.
Well, depends upon which kind of lead you want to look at. I mean, December, as long as December is still trading, is still considered the lead month. We've got 10 to 15 days yet. I'm not too sure exactly when December expires, but it's still considered the lead month. And when it expires, then that'll be the key to kind of watch what March futures does. If March futures settles back to where December expired at or not, that'll be what a lot of technicians will be looking at, because there is a 15-cent spread between those two contracts. So there'll be a lead futures chart gap left at that point in time, and the question will be then, will March futures set back and fill that gap, or if that gap will stay open as you go on into the January report.
Meanwhile, fundamentally, the only thing that might keep the bulls fed on a regularly scheduled basis would be export sales data. I mean, there's always a chance of something unknown coming up. Is export sales, if they're solid enough to keep the bulls fed between now and the January report?
Well, the sales weren't fantastic here this morning at 40 million on the corn, but when you look at the year-to-date total, that looks awfully good. You know, it's almost a billion bushels have been sold. That compares to only 735 here a year ago. So the year-to-date pace is very strong. These export sales were pretty well in line with expectations. That same way with soybeans. So they weren't wildly bullish, but they were definitely supportive to the whole underlining, you know, demand scenario that the market has been working here for several weeks in here.
Does soybeans continue to follow corn's lead?
Well, I think so. I think you still have to say the corn is the leader. Wheat has kind of taken over the upside a little bit here recently, but you know, during the month of November, it was mostly in a sideways to lower trend, and corn is the leader. And I, you know, a large part of that is because of the energy component. Usually, corn is not a leader; it's either oil seeds or wheat. But now that corn has an energy component in it, it can be the leader. And this is kind of what I think that the market is showing what's happening, since there is an energy component in the price of corn.
Take us out into your next cyclical period of 10 weeks. What do you see there?
Well, like I said, the end of the 10 weeks kind of comes, and this would also be the end of the 20-week cycle that started in mid-August. That kind of comes to an end here, like I said, in this late December early January time frame. And then if you count out another 20-week phase, 20 weeks is roughly 5 months. So then that takes you to the next low period sometime, you know, maybe in late May. The first 10-week cycle phase of that would then probably have a tendency to keep the market firm through January, maybe into early February. And then you would expect to see some kind of maybe setback in the March time frame, and then you would see that market regroup, rally into the March report, which is going to be the big one that'll have the acreage. And then, of course, then spring weather pattern will be the key also at that point, and planting conditions. And you would say that then, you know, the market would be looking at a period of strength maybe in that first half of April, and whether or not that strength is continued on into May probably will depend upon, you know, what the weather is, how the crop's going in the ground, how many acres were intended to be planted and all that. So, but that's the way I would kind of look for the longer-term market to kind of play out in here, is trying to pick out, you know, points of weakness and points of strength.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. December wheat in Kansas City, 531, up 8.75 at the Board of Trade D's. 498.5, up 8. March, 519, up 7.5. December corn, 374, up 3.75. Fast trade all across the corn pit. March, 388, up 2.75. May, 392.75, up 2.75. July, 395.5, up 2.25. January beans, 685, up 2.75. March, 698.75, up 2.75. May, 707.5, up 3.5. November, 730, up 2.5. A winter storm warning is in effect through Friday noon for Champaign, Christian, Coles, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Ford, Iroquois, Livingston, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sagamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Clark and Cumberland counties from this evening through Friday morning. Friday afternoon, and then winter storm watches in effect for far southern Illinois and Indiana and also northern and west central Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana.